Finance ministers from the wealthy G7 nations have backed a minimum corporate tax rate of 15%. If the deal is implemented, it could, according to the Minister for Finance here, who was at the G7 meeting on behalf of the EU, see Ireland lose over €2 billion a year in corporation tax revenue. The plan will also see multinationals paying more tax in the countries where they do business. We'll talk shortly to Professor Stephen Kinsella about the implications for Ireland. But first, our London correspondent Sean Whelan was at yesterday's G7 meeting where the decision was made.
The post-pandemic world must be fairer, especially with regard to international taxation.
The US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen laid it out in uncompromising terms.
For too long, there has been a global race to the bottom in corporate taxes, where countries compete by lowering their tax rates instead of the well-being of their citizens and natural environments.
And set out the heart of the G7 proposal to do something about it.
A robust global minimum tax at a rate of at least 15%.
Under the plan, big multinationals will pay more tax, and they'll pay it to more countries, the countries in which they make sales, not small, low-tax states where they book their profits, which means a revenue loss for places like Ireland.
From the modelling that we have been doing, we have indicated that it could affect up to one-fifth of our corporate tax revenue. But what we've also been doing is we've been planning for this. So those kind of revenue losses are already included in our budgetary calculations. And even with those losses, it shows the ability of the Irish economy to return to a position of fiscal balance in the coming years.
So, Pascal Donoghue says, the budget has been evolving to cope with a revenue loss of more than €2.2 billion a year.
And this is why we've made sensible decisions in relation to income tax and universal social charge over the years. It's the reason why, for example, we have made changes in relation to carbon taxation, so that we're growing our tax base and we're maintaining the progressivity of the taxes we have.
Germany's finance minister, Olaf Scholz, prefers to emphasise the global big picture. What does this agreement mean for Ireland and its famous 12.5% tax rate?
I'm sure that this is an agreement that will serve the whole world, any country, because what we need is a way of taxing our corporates fair, that we make it possible that all the money that is earned in our countries will be part of the financing structures of our countries. And in the end, I think it will be something successful for all the people in the world and in all European countries especially.
A lot of people in Ireland, though, think it will lead to a devastation of industry in the country, particularly American multinationals.
I'm sure that this will be a good story for all countries, also for Ireland in the end, because if we have a similar level, a level playing field, this is something which is a good basis for businesses, for jobs. And I'm also sure that a country that successful as Ireland is, also in attracting businesses and with good jobs, will have a good basis for working with this new situation in the next years, and it will help the country.
But the changing global outlook points to a bigger problem for Ireland than simply a loss of some revenue. A seven decades old strategy of using low taxes to attract capital into a country short of capital is now at risk. Pascal Donoghue says the country has other strengths to play to.
I am very, very confident that while there is change coming, change that I've long acknowledged, change that I've said that Ireland must be prepared for, this is change that Ireland can respond back to. We will remain, and we can yet be competitive into the future. And the Irish economy and our government is well capable of continuing with the right policies to deliver our competitiveness, but also looking at other policy areas in the future to ensure that Ireland continues to remain a very, very attractive place for domestic enterprise to flourish and for international investment.
But right now, Ireland has to contend with a very determined administration in its most important inward investment partner.
I think we will end up with a tax system that will be much fairer and end effectively much tax competition and the ability of large profitable multinationals to take advantage of tax havens to lower their corporate tax liabilities.
And that was US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen ending that report by our London correspondent Sean Whelan. Let's talk now to Stephen Kinsella, Associate Professor of Economics at UL and Chief Economics Writer with The Currency. Stephen, good afternoon and thank you for joining us. What does this deal mean for Ireland's 12.5% corporate tax rate?
Well, it doesn't change the 12.5% corporate tax rate that everyone pays. What it means is that a US multinational that's located in Ireland that pays an effective rate of, say, 10% will be forced to pay another 5% back to the United States. So it equalizes between different countries. Similarly, an Irish multinational that's located in France and pays an effective tax rate of, say, 5% will have that increase to another 10% and remit that back to Ireland. So it's country by country reporting.
So how is Ireland then going to lose out on 2.2 billion euros arising out of this?
Because some of the profits that are booked in Ireland are based on sales that have taken place in other countries. And what that means effectively is that the sales that exist in, say, Germany should be booked in Germany. And indeed, the research and development and IP revenues that should be in the US will indeed return to the US.
The minister last night tweeted that any agreement that follows from this, and it will now go to the OECD, that it would have to meet the needs of small as well as large countries. And from what you're saying there, presumably countries with larger populations where goods are being sold into that country, they stand to benefit from this. So, you know, what hope or what is the best that Ireland can hope for out of any final deal, and what will the minister be looking to do now?
Well, here, you know, very often they say that the devil is in the detail. Here, the devil is in the dynamic. So the way that things are moving, and the minister in Sean's report flagged it, the way things are moving has been for several years towards a kind of tax harmonization. And so it's taking advantage of that dynamic as much as possible that will determine whether we're successful or whether we lose out. I think it's important for people to remember, you know, that in 2013, there were fairly large changes to the BEPS regime and et cetera. And, you know, Ireland indeed benefited from those when everyone expected us to lose out. I think there may be a chance that actually multinational activity locates more solidly here just because of the way the deal ends up landing in the end. So, you know, I think when we come to see study the actual detail of the various workings out, I think that's when we'll know just what the hit, if any, there's going to be. And as the minister said as well, you know, this has been planned for. I do think that we don't understand three things at the moment. One, we don't understand the timing of this. We don't understand if we're going to lose the 2 billion right away. Will it be a bit more? Will it be a bit less? The second thing we don't understand is the sectoral nature of it. A lot of our FDI activity is located in certain sectors, ICT, pharmaceuticals, and so forth. We don't know which ones will be most affected. And the third thing we don't understand is, how is this going to affect the future flow of FDI? Will this affect it in a really big way, in a small way? We're not sure. So it'll be those three things that I'll be looking for as the detail of the various negotiations comes out at the OECD.
Okay, Stephen, thank you very much indeed for that. Stephen Kinsella, Associate Professor of Economics at UL and Chief Economics Writer with The Currency. Thank you very much indeed. We'll take a break. We'll talk about reopening and Dublin Bay South after this.